Tonight, we have the privilege of having one of our very own. If you were to ask me to describe, in the little time that I've known him, Brother Tim, and if you go ahead and make your way to the pulpit area, if you'd ask me to describe this man, I would say humble, shy, faithful. Those are the words that come to my heart when I think about this man. And the other thing that I think about when I think of Tim Tipton is that he loves his God and he loves his family. He loves his family. So we're privileged tonight to hear him bring the word of God to us. Brother Tim, come right ahead. And I think he has a little treat for us before he gets started. Amen? Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad to be here tonight. Just a sinner saved by grace. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. This is my granddaughter. It's my two youngest. You know Summer. Summer's been around. She's getting around the country trying to get some support to get to Africa. And I thank God for the way he's working. Got one grandson. He's down here. Glad to see all my grandchildren here tonight. But I appreciate you. We're going to sing a song here. And the girls, my granddaughters here helped us. Little church I've been speaking it. So they helped me the other day sing a song over there. And we're going to share this song with you. And I'm just glad to have them up here helping Papa, okay? I need all the help I can get.
This little light of mine, I'm the way to shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Don't let Satan hit out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan hit out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Hide it under a bushel.
No, I'm gonna let it shine.
Hide it under a bushel.
No,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Thank you, baby. Well, we're glad to be here. I've had the opportunity to speak in different places through time, and I'm Tim Tipton with Sharing Jesus Ministries. And I took that name on. Back they needed the name when I was on the radio some years back, took that name on. But when I look back on it, I've been Sharing Jesus since 1972. And that's when I was born again. That's when I was saved by grace through faith. That not of myself is a gift of God. See, the greatest gift a person can receive. And if you're here tonight, or you're out there listening, I don't know how many, if there's anybody out there listening or not, but if they are, hey, if you've never received that gift from God, you need to do that. You need to do that. See, that's the most important gift that you can receive in life. See, we're going to spend eternity somewhere. See, prior to a certain day in 1972, I was headed to hell. See, headed to hell. And back then, I joked about it. See, but when the Holy Spirit started working on my heart, and I realized, hey, I was headed there. See, and I received Jesus in a little church on the other side of Johnson City back in 1972. See, and I became a new creature in Christ. As old things pass away, behold, all things become new. See, so that's when my life started changing. See, that's when my life started changing. And that's something I said when I was in high school as a 16-year-old boy. Don't never say you ain't never going to do something. I said, I'll never get married. I said, I'll never get married at 16 years old. You know when I was married? 17. 17. Did you know how long ago that's been? Me and my wife just had our 51st anniversary. Seemed like just the other day. The other day we was getting married. See, the other day. See, that's how fast time flies. Bible talks about our life being like a vapor, appear for a little time and then vanisheth away. And I think about that. I've talked about that often here lately. See, I'm 68 years old, just glad to get here. I'll share a little bit about some of my testimony and things. And Lord could have taken me out of here March the 10th, 2000, in that situation I was in, and that as close to death as far as I know in my life. See, but I'm going to share that in this lesson tonight. I appreciate you bus workers. I was at another church Sunday morning, so I wasn't here, but I went back online and got to see it, and I like to be able to do that. But, you know, I would rather be in church as watching it at home. See, we're supposed to see them ourselves together, see, and that's what I like to do. And it ain't because I look good and I want people to see me, but it's because I need the fellowship. I need something to do, a job for Jesus. And he's allowed me different jobs here, I guess close to 40 years we've been here. But he's allowed me different jobs to do here. And bless me. I was able to drive for Leroy, I think, 20 plus years on that bus. You know what? Never a dull moment, even if it's just me and Leroy. See, never a dull moment. And I don't know how many times I'd quit through the years in my mind, you know, but never a dull moment. And I appreciate Leroy. He's been faithful. Been faithful on that bus. I've talked to people in Johnson City all over the area through the years. And I'd say, you remember Mr. Leroy? If they tell me they've been to Buffalo Ridge, yeah, most of them do. Remember Mr. Leroy, see? They might not remember his driver, but they remember Mr. Leroy. See, he's been a light in Johnson City and around the area. But I want to share this through the eyes of a bus worker. Lord laid this on my heart to share a while back, and I put it off. And I don't know if any of you has ever done anything like that. See, Lord put something on your heart, somebody to speak to or something like that, and you put it off. Hey, we might just have one chance with some people we see. Maybe just one chance. See, and here's some things I do, and I've usually got these with me, and I asked people that I go to, the bank or wherever I go, and it says, thank you. These cards is back there. And I say, hey, did you get a thank you card today? And they 99.9% says no. I said, what about last year? And they'll say no. I say, well, I'd like to give you one. And usually the first thing they do is turn around there, but it's Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church on the back, and it's got the plan of salvation in here that if that person's not saved, hey, they can read this and get saved. See? And that's one of the things I try to do. Now, I mess up sometimes and don't give one out. See, but that's something I do. I usually put anything I mail in, I write a check, mail in the mail. I put a track in there. See, some of them might have a whole stack where I've sent bills and stuff. They might have a whole stack, but hopefully maybe one of these days in heaven, somebody will say, hey, I got that track through the mail that you sent me, and I read it, and God spoke to me, and I received that gift from Him. You know what? That'd be the greatest thing that we could, you know what I mean? Be great. But this is through the eyes of a boast worker. But it says, some see a fight, a push, and a shove. I see a desperate cry for love. Some see a brat that acts so bad. I see a boy who's never met his dad. Some see the mess and the trouble they give. I see the poverty in the place where they live. Some see a teenager who won't dress right. I see a girl who has to protect herself at night. Some see a smart mouth, disrespectful and loud. I see a kid made fun of by a crowd. Some see a woman who comes just to use. I see a lady by a drunken husband abused. Some see a drug addict withered and worn. I see a soul the Lord wants reborn. Some see the dirt, the filth, and the rot. I see a kid who without Jesus doesn't have a shot. Some see a crook whom you don't trust much. I see a man who needs the Lord's touch. Some see a bunch of heathen who holler and yell. I see kids with parents in jail. Some see a teenager who gives a lot of flack. I see a boy whose whole family is on crack. Broken homes, broken lives, those without hope. They need compassion and God's grace to cope. To every little girl who lies awake hungry at night, Lord, help me to keep in the fight. For every scared boy who sees his mommy get hit, Lord, help me to be faithful and never to quit. For every mama who needs a new start, Lord, help me to show her how to ask you into her heart. For every man on whom sin has its hold, Lord, help me to make sure the old story is told. The Lord to me his mercy has shown. Lord, help me to reach out so others may make heaven their home. May others judge gently when those folks they see. If not for God's grace, that's where all of us would be. If you're here tonight and you're saved by the grace of God, you need to be busy serving. Need to be busy serving him. We run out of time. See, my vapor might be 99.999% gone. My life. See, I don't know. But I've prepared for that time when it does come. And I'm going to share about a man here in this lesson. If you want to turn over to Jonah, I've been in the shape Jonah was in. See, I've been in this shape. This is a prayer request here. Brother G.S. Simpson called me earlier, and I forgot to tell Dan, but G.S. called me, and Wanda's got some problems with her eyes. He said he might have to take her back to the eye doctor tomorrow. But this is a prayer request on a he didn't know a last name, but one of his buddies called him, a Christian man that had witnessed to Nelson. And the best I know, he's got cancer and not saved, okay? Nelson and his wife Shirley, I'm not sure on her condition, okay? But pray for Nelson that the Lord will touch and work there. This man that GS knows has witnessed to him, okay? Brother Mickey, you let me know that he's talked to, I don't know if he's kin to him or something. He's 82-year-old man anyway, the best I know, unless he's got saved recently in the last, 2 days or something. He needs to be saved. But Brother Mickey had that prayer request, but he got the witness to him one more time here just lately, okay? But we're going to be sharing a little bit about Jonah. And here's how the situation I was in. Like Jonah was running from the Lord, and it tells us in some of these first verses here. But it says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh. So where did he tell him to go to? Told him to go to Nineveh. See, now he's not come right out directly to me and said, go do this or go do that. But when I got saved, he was drawing me. See, he gave me that desire to go up there and get things right with him. See, when I come forward here years back to confess, I talked to Brother Jack Mosier right down here. The Lord was impressing on my heart to preach the word. See, and that's when I was called, I meant. See, but here God, the Lord told Jonah to go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. And that sometimes I think about that, how the wickedness of this land right now is before the Lord. And I don't know if things is not as bad now as it was when Jonah was supposed to go preach to him or not, but things is bad. See, and sometimes I wonder, you know, how the Lord puts up with us here, you know, in this land and things, the way things is going. But it says, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So if you're not going toward the Lord right now, you're going somewhere, ain't you? See, Jonah was going from the Lord. See, a man that's supposed to have been going over here to preach, to share the word. See, but he decided to whatever he decided, he wasn't going toward the Lord. See, he is going away from him. See, and I was in that situation back prior to March 10th, 2000. See, I was in that situation. I mean, I couldn't have told you, hey, I'm running from the Lord. But he had opened a door for me to go through, to go to prison up Mountain City to share the word of God to people that's locked down. See, he had opened that door for me, but you know what I'd done? I done like Jonah. I put it off. I went on a detour, you might say. See, but you know what? I didn't spend 3 days and three nights in a whale's belly or a big fish's belly, but I hit a deer with a motorcycle. See, I hit a deer when I was on a motorcycle that night, coming across the river, went over to get some gas, some old 750 Honda. See, and come back and hit the curves there, hit Taylor Bridge Road, Treadway Trail, run around the curves, come up on a little straight, probably doing 40-some mile an hour. It's dark. First deer I seen was on this side of the road. I got a glance of it. You know where the next one was? It's in my headlight. See? And I went down there for a few seconds. I didn't know if that's going to be it or not. Now, I was ready to go, but I wasn't raring. See, I was ready, but I wasn't raring to go. See? But he had something for me to do. See, he had something for me to do because he left me here. And he wants glory and honor from our lives. That's what we're here on this earth for. He wants us to love him first and then love our neighbors. See? But old Jonah was in a bad situation here. See? I was in a bad situation there. I got skin. I can show you scars right there on that hand. I can show you scars from March the 10th, 2000. I went out on that asphalt out through there just to get it, I reckon. See, had to get up and walk back to my motorcycle. It was back yonder. See, but the Lord had compassion on me, didn't he? See, he's good all the time. See, when I see that up there in the prison, I'd say he's good, and them inmates, you'd hear all the time. I'm in a big old crowd of them. Sometimes we got to speak to them in the visitor's gallery. say, maybe 100, 200 in there. See, some of them walks the streets of Johnson City right now. See, some of them I've talked to up there in prison years back. See, you're out walking the streets of Johnson City. See, and I've got to speak to them over that way once in a while. See, but God's good, and they'd say all the time, all the time. Them locked down, some of them I talked to in there said, hey, if I hadn't been put in prison, I'd probably done been killed. See, and some of them that's in prison now are saved. See, are saved because they was put in prison. It gave them some time out, gave them some time to think. See, some of them's in a little old cell there 23 hours a day. See, they're paying for what they did, you know, in life. I mean, we can sin, but we can't get by. See, it catches up with us even as a Christian, and it caught up with me back March the 10th, 2000. See, hadn't went through that door of opportunity that God had given me. See, but Jonah here, hey, God, the Lord told him, hey, where to go and things like that. See, he's never come directly to me and done that. He tells me from his word what I'm supposed to do and what I'm not supposed to do. And that's why we need to get in. It says, study, show thyself approved unto God. A workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why we need to get in the word of God. I try to challenge people I'm in front of, whether it was the fourth grade boys or the elderly in the nursing home. Most of them's elderly. Now, there might be some in there younger than me, but most of them's older people, maybe in their 80s and 90s. And there's one lady I got to speak 2 years back. She went over 100, I think, or 105 or something like that. See? But I got to share the word with them through the years. So you got to share the word with some preachers in there. See, probably forgot more than I'll ever know. See, but I got to share the word with them, try to be an encouragement and things like that. Hey, everybody needs encouraged. See, everybody. See, that Mickey, I tell you, he's a good one. I go over and seen him here just the other day, and I mean, me and him went out to Bojangles and Hardee's and Burger King, stuff like that in the mornings there through the last several years and stuff, you know, when we get together. And, you know, just a blessing to be around. See, just a blessing to be around. See, but you know what? He's looking to see Jesus. See, he's ready to go, raring to go. He's one that's raring to go. I mean, the way he talks to me. See, but I can pray for him and I can visit him and talk to him and things like that. See, so there might be some things we can do. But Jonah, see, he was supposed to go and preach, go and share the word. See, but he put it off, and here's what it says down in verse 4. It says, but the Lord sent out a great wind. See, Jonah had got on this ship. He had paid the fire now, and it cost him there too. See, but he had paid the fire to, you know, to go, and he was running from the presence of the Lord. He's going to Tarshish. But it says, but the Lord, verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. So Jonah's down in this ship now, okay? And it says, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wires that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down in the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. See, he wasn't just running from the Lord, but he was unconcerned. See, unconcerned. Down there sleeping in a situation, and they're in a big storm out there and things like that. See? But this was brought on to these people. Why? Because of Jonah. See? And we think, you know, we want to please self and things like that, but we don't think about the consequences of it affecting those around us. See, we need to let our little light shine. let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, don't let Satan it out. See, let that little light shine. Let it shine for Jesus. So Jonah was down in this, he was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, "What meanest thou, O sleep? Arise and call upon thy God. If it be so, God will think upon us that we perish not." So here they're in a bad situation. Here they cast lots in verse 7, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Verse 8 says, Then said they unto him, "Tell us, we pray thee, of whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou, and what is thy country, and of what people art thou?" And he said unto them, he said, "He is a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and a dry land." He created everything. See? "Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this?" See, and I can't tell you exactly why that I put off going through that door that the Lord opened for me. See, I can't tell you exactly why I didn't go ahead and do what I was supposed to do. I can't tell you why Jonah didn't go ahead and go to Nineveh and preach the word and do what he's supposed to do. See, I can't tell you that. But it says, "For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." See, Jonah knew that, I mean, he is doing wrong. He is going from the presence of the Lord. See, he is supposed to be preaching there and things like that, telling the people about the problems of sin there. But it says, "For they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done it as it pleaseth thee." So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. And I don't know if you ever made vows or not. "Lord, you get me through this situation, and I'll serve you. You get me through this situation, and I'll be in church." See? And I don't know if anybody out there has ever made vows like that, but if you make one, you need to keep it. See, you need to keep it. I've talked to some that had been in foxholes in the Vietnam War and things like that, you know, and says, "Lord, you get me out of this, and I'll go back home and serve you." See, and some of them might have done that, you know, and then some of them might have just forgot about him when they made it back home. See, but Jonah was in a mess here. And it says, "Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows." And here's what it says in verse 17. Does anybody know when the fish, big fish, and all them things was made? That what day it was? Day 5. Day 5, creation, okay? It says, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish." He knew back when he was creating this place. He knew back that he's going to have a rebellious preacher down the road named Jonah. He knew he'd have another one in March of 2000, which was Tim. See, that was me, in case you ain't caught on yet. See, I messed up. See, but he worked on me. You know what? I did like Jonah did. I got in gear. Got in gear. See? And it says, here's what it says now. You know what? We can pray anywhere we're at.
I hope I don't end up anywhere like Jonah was at this time he's praying. See? But it says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. See? He hears me all the time. I talk to him I ain't caught him asleep. I talk to him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. It don't matter. See, he's not sleeping. He's hearing and listening and answering prayer. See, and he says to pray without ceasing. See, and I hope you're a praying Christian. That's one of our benefits. That's one of the pleasures. That's one of the things that we're supposed to do. See, we can talk to him. He wants us to get in his word, be in church, witness to others. See, this is things he wants us to do. See? And my life here, I've been blessed for 51 years since I been saved. He's blessed. He's my friend. He sticks closer than a brother. He supplies my need. See? And what's he doing right now? He's getting my place ready. See, Mickey's hoping that his place will be ready pretty soon now. See, Mickey's hoping his place will be ready pretty soon. See, ready to go. See, and I want to be here. As long as he can use me, I want to be here. I want to be serving somewhere. See, he's got a job for us to do. If you've got any kind of talent, hey, use it for him. Use it for him. But it says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And Jonah was in different places. See, in that sea, different places in the sea, you know. Said down in verse 5, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds wrapped about my head. And then it talks about, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. See, and I went to the situation I was in that night. Just seconds from the time I seen that deer till I was getting up off of the road skint. I got home. I was able to get the motorcycle up and ride it home. As a guy that stopped, he come up on my motorcycle. He was in a van. He said, I didn't know what that was in the road, but it was my motorcycle. I was walking back toward it. But he helped me get it up. It started. I rode it home. Made some parts messing off of it. See? But I was able to ride it home. Made some parts messing off of me that's on that road down there. See some hide, things like that. But I was able to ride it home. I got in the house and I asked Margaret if she could sew up my little quilted jacket I had on. It was shredded like a cheese grater, just worked on it, my pants down there. See? I said, could you sew these up? I shook up pretty good. I asked her if she could sew them up. But I don't think she did. But Jonah, he was in a mess. He was in a mess because he is running from the Lord. And if you're here tonight and you say, Mr. Tim, I don't know what you're talking about, that being saved or that receiving Jesus or that receiving the gift from God. See, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. See, and if you've not received that gift from God, if you've not received salvation, you'll pay for your sins in hell forever. See, forever. Say, but the Lord worked on Jonah. The Lord worked on Tim. See, and I'm glad he let me get up that night See, I believe Jonah would tell you, hey, I'm glad to get out of that whale's belly. See, I believe he'd say that. See, what'd Jonah do? He got throwed up on the land there. He got in gear, see, and went to do what he should have done at first. See, but we mess up, don't we? We mess up. We got to just keep looking to him, confessing our sin. I've messed up a bunch since then. I've not been whipped that bad, though. Not since, you know what I mean. In other words, I thought I might have been gone there in just seconds. See, but he allowed me to get up, allowed me to see grandchildren come along, things like that. See, he's blessed me. See, he's my friend. He helps me in all situations. See, and I can advise if people don't have him as their personal Savior, hey, receive him. And if you do, serve him. See, but he's been good to me. Been good to me. I appreciate you all being here tonight. You know what you did? You did what you're supposed to do. See, you came to church. See, and sometimes if people's able to go now, and I know some can't come because of health problems, but I think a person that's able, they should be in church. Should be in church. I want you to pray for me, okay? Pray for me. I'm hoping the Lord to open more doors for me to get out and speak. Now, I'm not saying, hey, I'm going to be glad to leave Buffalo Ridge. I'm not saying nothing like that, because I've enjoyed and I thank God that I've been trained and taught here and had a place to share the Word of God, fellowship. I mean, all these things. See, I'm thankful for the opportunity He's given us to be here in this church close to 40 years. See, I'm thankful. See, we ought to be thankful, people. Ought to be thankful. But I appreciate everybody being here. Everybody being here. And I want you to pray for me, okay? When I'm not right up here on this pew, like on Sunday mornings, I'll be speaking in another little church on this coming Sunday. When they need me there, just trying to help out a little church. See, but you pray for me. See, I need help. I need help, but I thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Brother Tim. Let's all stand with heads bowed, eyes closed, as the ladies play through an invitational hymn. Perhaps the Lord spoke to your heart tonight. He mentioned salvation, knowing where your soul would go if this was your last moment. If you do not know that, I would invite you to step out from where you're standing right now, come down this aisle, and someone will take the Word of God and share with you how you can know 100% for sure. Are you headed in the wrong direction tonight? Has your concern been affected by the direction that you're headed in? Those are some heavy words to think about tonight. How many times have you put the Lord off tonight? Do you and I know how patient He'll be with us? I know that He's been patient enough already. Perhaps you need to get that settled tonight. Trust and obey. Will you sing that chorus with me? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's the only way. Thank you so much for being here tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed.